Welcome to Healing Scars with Pastor Burton. Here, you'll find practical, relevant, biblical information. The Bible will be broken down verse by verse so that you get the full context of the scripture to better grow in your relationship with Jesus. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the sanctuary. It's great to have you with us, as always. There's so much information out there. There's so much teaching that's going on. Yet, when we go to social media and we go to online video platforms, there's so many people being called out for false teaching. You know, now, typically it comes from a point of, oh, I just don't like what they're teaching, or I just don't like them because of whatever. You know what? Sometimes that is the case. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it is legit. All right. We have to be discerning here. I myself have even called out people for poor theology and for bad teaching, you know. So, you know, when it comes to this thing, what should we do? What's the answer? Well, there's a few pieces to this, and that is what we're going to look at today. Now, first off, I do want to point out the fact is we're all human. We're not always going to get everything right all the time. I make mistakes, you make mistakes, everybody makes mistakes. That's part of being human, right? We're still learning after all. However, that's not what we're talking about here. Rather, we're talking about those people who continually cause offense and make no effort to change, right? Those people who just continually go out of their way to teach bad things. And that's where, you know, that's where we need to know what steps to take. Now, the first and foremost, when we go to Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, the word actually has a warning for us. And depending on your translation, it may say, brothers and sisters, or brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. So we have to remember that no matter what happens, no matter the outcome of what's unfolding, we need to be kind, right? Just because someone's in error doesn't give us the right to be a jerk. You know, we need to be acting in love and not out of spite. It's not do unto others before they do unto you. No, none of that, right? We need to be gracious. We need to be merciful, just like God has been with us. You know, now with that in mind, we can move on to the next steps. And we have to do this in this order because we don't know if the person that we're calling out has actually been spoken to or not. So these steps are here to ensure that when their transgressions are being called out, that it's being done so in the right way. Okay, Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 17. It's Matthew 18, verses 15 through 17. The word says, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault, between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained a brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Now, at this point, a few things can happen. Regardless of how far down that list that we just read you make it, a change is going to come about, one way or another. All right? You know, either they acknowledge the error and they take those steps to fix it. Really, that's what we all are hoping for, right? That's what the prayer is for. You know, it's like, hey, you know, you made a mistake. You know, let me point it out to you. Oh, sorry, yeah, I did. Okay, right. And then they take those steps and they correct it. And they don't come back to it, right? Secondly, you know, it could be a conversation is held, and you, in fact, actually find out you're the one in error. You know, it happens, right? It happens. We all make mistakes. I myself have made mistakes. You know, thirdly, you know, it could be that they refuse to acknowledge their mistake and they keep on the same course. And really, when this happens, this is when the true colors of your board of trustees is shown. And either they will deal with that person and they will remove him, you know, from the pulpit and send him away until he changes, right? Because change is needed here, right? That he needs to learn the error of his ways and make correction, you know, or they'll continue to support him, which unfortunately, you know, it happens. It happens a lot more than you think, you know, and that in itself will actually bring us to our next piece of scripture. Before we get into it, though, you know, I know there are many out there that are asking, why would they do that? Why would these board of trustees, why would these elders do this? And I can tell you, sadly, you know, there are a number of quote-unquote churches out there, especially prosperity, you know, churches that have their boards built with a group of yes men, right? And that's all they are. They are yes men, plain and simple. They are cowards. They have no spine. You know, whether or not they actually know what the word is, or they're just going along with it, or it's because they like how their ears are being tickled, you know, is beyond the point. They're yes men, you know, and in some cases, these are the same people who will actually stop you from even being able to try to call out that minister, right? And that in itself is a huge red flag when you see it, because, you know, a lot of these places, they will surround these people with them. You go to them like, oh, this is going, oh, you know, well, we'll talk to them. It's like, no, that's not how it works, you know. Or they're like, oh, I'm sure it's just a mistake, or, you know, like, oh, he's busy, you know. They have 100 ways, for time's sake, I'm not going to get into them, but, you know, they will do everything they can to hinder your efforts to call out these errors, all right? Turning to Romans 16, verses 17 and through 18. So Romans 16, verses 17 through 18, the word says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. Keep away from them. For such people are not serving our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. By smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the minds of naive people. So, you know, with that said, we need to read the Bible for ourselves, and we need to get to know it, so that when the time comes, and we all run into these times at some point, when the time comes with whoever's in front of us for whatever reason, in or out of the pulpit, in or out of the church, they're all over the place, whether it's on social media or videos or whatever, we need to get to know the word so that when the time comes, we're not fooled, we're not tricked, we're not swindled. And Christians who study the word and pray to God to reveal the truth to them, you know, these are the people who won't fall into these snares. You know, like the Bereans, when we study the Bereans, you know, we need to be like them. We need to ask questions, and we need to ensure that the word that we're being fed is the truth and only the truth. You know, we need to pick it apart and know the ins and the outs of it. Now, there's going to be times when many of us are responsible for going through these steps. And we're not going to make it all the way through. Like I said earlier, sometimes it's because of the yes men. Sometimes it's because of our own faults, right? And others, you know, because people, you know, the people these false teachers surround themselves with, you know, they might actually be putting stuff out there and putting bad information, you know, talking trash about you, you know, to other people or anything, you know, putting you in a bad limelight even, you know. Like I said, and when it comes to our own faults, you know, let's face it, you know, sometimes it's tough, you know, because we genuinely love the people that we're around, you know. These are people we consider friends and family, and so it's really hard to talk and to get through, you know. Sometimes, you know, there are those people, you know, one or two obstacles get in the way. It's like, it's just not worth the stress. It's not worth the time and effort, you know. And it's, well, you know, unfortunately, you're wrong. It is worth it. However far you make it is however far you make it. You need to talk to God about that. You know, the key here, however, is that we don't allow ourselves or our loved ones to stay and to continue to be fed the lies. We don't allow them to stay and continue to be abused. You know, part of the problem that they have, you know, is the support that they have. 2 Timothy 4:3, the word says, for the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, will multiply teachers for themselves because they have an itch to hear what they want to hear. And let's face it, people don't want to hear that they're wrong. Especially, you know, these, and I use the term loosely here, preachers who run their fellowships as a business. right? They're about numbers. It must, you know, money. You know, if it impacts that bottom line, guess what's not going to happen? They're not going to be preaching on it. You know, they're not even going to talk about it. You know, they'll try to hem and haw, put some spin on it. Remember what I was saying earlier? If it itches their ears, this is it right here. You know, people, you know, this is why prosperity preaching and certain, you know, people that, you know, they call them preachers, but they're really more motivational speakers. You know, this is why they get so popular, because they're telling people the things that they really want to hear. They're ignoring other things or tiptoeing around other things, you know, to really, you know, put the things out there that people, you know, make them feel good, right? Deep down inside, because everybody wants to feel good, right? You know, it's like, oh, you're loved, and God doesn't want you to suffer, to you know, have hardship or anything like that. He wants you to be rich, and he wants you to be healthy, you know, health and wealth. That's a big thing with the prosperity, which is absolutely counter to the Bible and counter to Jesus, you know, who said, hey, you're going to have struggles. And not only that, but you're not going to take any of this with you when you go, right? The fact is that with many of these people, there's no real accountability as well, not by them, not by their boards, not by their families, not by the congregation that's blinded by this charisma and charm and the show that's being put on with the lights and everything, right? So what do? Well, the answer is right here in Romans 16. We just looked at it. We keep away from them. We keep away from them, meaning we leave. You know, you've done your part. You've called it out. Sadly, you know, sometimes the bottom line is, well, you need to leave. You need to separate yourself, right? We don't allow the things that hurt us to continue to hurt us. And we know if something's bad for us, we need to leave it be, not keep going back to it. That, you know, some people would say that's common sense, right? However, a lot don't do this. They sit back down in the pews, they keep quiet, and they just keep going through the same thing. And unfortunately, that's not the right answer. I know it's hard. It could be downright painful leaving the place you've been for a while, possibly even years. I've been there myself, and it was a really hard call. However, you can't keep allowing yourself to be fed poison, because eventually you'll be fed enough that you will die as well. And you will die to sin. And unfortunately, you know, it's because you're going to fall victim to illusory truth effect. You've heard me speak about this before. It's where you hear something over and over and over enough times where that even though it's false, you start to believe it. And when you start to believe a lie, you start to live the lie, right? So remove yourself from the situation and rebuke it with the word. Just like Jesus when he was tempted by the devil in Luke 4. The devil, you know, when he was talking to Jesus, he would omit parts of the word. And, you know, he'd be able to get it where it had just that perfect twist, where there was enough truth left in what he said that it sounded good, right? It sounded enticing. This is the same thing that these other false teachers are often employing. Why? Because they're tools of the devil at this point. However, Jesus, because he knew the word, he was able to throw the scripture and what it really meant back at him. And he stopped the devil in his tracks. He stopped him from doing any other damage here, right? He was able to overcome those temptations and that, you know, and not fall into that false doctrine. Because he knew the word. Let's face it, you know, in the beginning, you know, he was there. He was there. He was there when the word was written. He is the word, right? So he knows it better than anybody. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, the word says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." It's not that things won't be tough. It's not that you're just going to, you know, kick the door and walk through it like a boss. Things are still going to be hard. All right? It's not like you're going to, oh, you know, temptation, it's nothing. I'm just going to shrug it off. No. That's why it's temptation. It's hard. You know, and it's not that you're going to do it all on your own strength. The fact is, when these temptations come, you know, even the temptation of staying in a church with false doctrine and false teaching, You know, that is a temptation itself. A temptation, I'll remind you, is another word for test. You're being tested. All right? So you'll be able to overcome it or pass the test by leaning on Christ, by knowing your word. That is the way out that the Bible is talking about here, where it says, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. It is your word. It is your scripture. It is reading and knowing your Bible. So do your due diligence. Call out false teaching. You know, on the offhand, you know, be prepared to acknowledge if you've made a mistake. However, if change isn't going to happen and it is an error on their part, be prepared to walk away from those teachers as well, just as the Bible has told us here. We've seen it here today. All right. Remember, you are loved and you are blessed. Now go and be the church. Thank you all for joining us here today at Healing Scars with Pastor Burton. Please like, subscribe, and share our podcast on any platform it is that you tune into us on. If you do have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to know more about our ministry, you can find us on our website at BeTheLightSanctuary.org or on Facebook at BeTheLightSanctuary. You could also find how to contact us there, whether it's direct message or email. We look forward to hearing from you all. God bless.